and welcome to Beyond the Bio, the recap. In these short recap episodes, I'm reflecting on Monday's show and coming up with an action that you can take as a result. If you miss Monday's show, please go back and take a listen. You'll find the link in the show notes. This week, I was joined by none other than Dan Kelso. I've known Dan for quite a long time now. We used to work together and had a similar exit experience from that business, which we have bonded over, it would be fair to say. I've always liked Dan. He's very, very down to earth, very northern, and my kind of person. If you're connected to Dan on LinkedIn, you will have seen that he has a very distinctive personality and some may feel is a bit outrageous because I've known Dan for a while. I don't really see it as that. I just really like it when I see that he's posted and always have a bit of a giggle at whatever he posted. Dan's had a number of businesses over the years and most recently built and exited his agency Offended, where he was working with brands like KFC and Ladbrokes, and has certainly now become very well known as one of the most unfiltered personal brands on LinkedIn. He is bold, he is blunt, he is very Dan. And when you listen back to that episode, I think what you will get from it is an understanding of how Dan operates, how he isn't afraid to take risks and try things out. And he is himself. What you see with LinkedIn posts from Dan, which are a bit sweary, it's not for everyone, but he works for himself. He is a freelance marketing guy now. He can say whatever he wants because he's his own boss. And the reality is, when you meet Dan in person, or even just listening to him on the show, he does swear. He's a sweary guy. So that is, I'm not saying his brand is being a sweary guy, but that is how he talks. And some people won't like that. And that's all right, because Dan doesn't want to work with everyone. He wants to work with people that are comfortable with the way he operates. And he very much is his brand. That is him. Dan and I spoke about some examples of brands that have taken a risk, brands that want to do something a bit different, and the impact that that is going to potentially then have on sales within your business. He said something really interesting around how you decide if brands are doing something well. So you might see a campaign or a great social media post and think, oh, that brand is brilliant. But actually, the reality is, unless it converts to sales, it doesn't matter. And I thought that was a great reminder for the so what question around whatever it is that we're doing, whether it be marketing or whether it be, you know, posts that we are putting out as individuals. So it certainly gave me something to think about there, because sometimes we get caught up in the ego of a social media post. How many likes has it got and what kind of engagement has it got? But the reality is, unless it converts into something meaningful, it doesn't really matter. So this week's Take Action is going to be inspired by Dan. And if you're not connected to him, do take a look at his profile. See if it's for you and connect with him if you want. But inspired by Dan, my challenge to everyone this week is going to be to take a bit of a risk on their next LinkedIn post. So hopefully, as regular listeners of Beyond the Bio, you're already posting regularly on LinkedIn and seeing the benefits of doing so. But now's the time to dial it up a little bit, take a couple of risks, try something out that's a little bit edgier than usual. Now, we will all have different boundaries for this. My edgy is not going to be as edgy as Dan Kelso's edgy. And your edgy might not be as edgy as mine, but we all have a little bit further that we can go with that, where we feel a little bit uncomfortable, but it will give us a different angle to go at. And I think that that is got to be the take action for this week. We've got to try something a bit different. We've got to push the boundaries and see what works. We've got to test things out. So this week, go for it with something a little bit different on LinkedIn. And as always, let me know how you get on. And I will see you for the show on Monday.